It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Monday, November 5th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade with a story that highlights another reason to have your phone at the next festival you head to, especially if you're known to get a little hangry.
And I'll have a story about a score that is going up for auction, and it's famous not because of who wrote the music, but who played it. First, a few of today's headlines. The Music Television Europe Music Awards, better known as the MTV EMAs, happened yesterday, Sunday, in Bilbao, Spain, and women artists dominated. Camila Cabello scored Best Artist, Best Video, and Best Song, both for her Young Thug collaboration Havana. Other big winners included Nicki Minaj, Dua Lipa, and Cardi B. But the night's most memorable moment belonged to Janet Jackson.
Women, our voices will be heard. We will be heard. When we speak out for justice, speak out for the spirit, speak out for a spirit that crosses all borders, recognizes the dignity of all people, and affirms the beauty of all faiths.
She performed, was honored as a global icon, and in her speech spoke to how women have been increasingly coming forward, sharing their stories.
I am one of those women, women who have been gagged, women who have been abused, women who have lived in fear. I stand with you. You are my sisters.
Well, it's official. 4 out of 5 Spice Girls are reuniting for a UK stadium tour.
Let me guess who's not joining. Posh.
You're right. Yeah. It is Posh who is not going to be joining. Ginger Spice, Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, and Scary Spice are all very excited about the tour, though. They announced it today, Monday, using the hashtag #FriendshipNeverEnds.
As a former Ginger Spice, I am totally okay with this situation because I kind of feel like they always wanted to. We could have had this reunion like 3 years ago if we had just kind of decided that we didn't need Posh.
It's kind of the Fleetwood Mac approach. Just go ahead. Tour without him, or without her in this case. Now, they had hinted that maybe Posh would jump on stage for a date or two, but Posh now tells Vogue that is not happening. She says, quote, "I'm not going on tour." What does that look like in the future? It's not me in a cat suit. Jazz trumpeter Roy Hargrove has died at age 49 of cardiac arrest due to kidney disease that he's been fighting for over a decade. He's a virtuoso trumpeter. He was a leading face of a new generation of jazz stars who rose to fame in the 90s. And he also is closely affiliated with that decade's neo-soul movement, playing on records by artists like D'Angelo and Erykah Badu. Questlove, who is always great at paying tribute to those who have lost, wrote about Hargrove, quote, "He is literally the one-man horn section I hear in my head when I think about music."
Yeah, it's this lovely golden tone. That sound that he could create was so singular and so dynamic and so large. So sad that he's gone so soon and at such a young age.
Yeah. Here's Roy Hargrove playing on Erykah Badu's album, Mama's Gun.
You know the whole 120 and a plus degree, but you can't keep your guy up off his knees. I don't want him.
Have you ever been at a music festival and said to yourself, I'm having such a lovely time, but it would be so much better if I didn't have to wait in line for food?
Yes, like every festival ever.
Well, Tyler, the creator, knows exactly how you feel. He's teamed up with Postmates, that's a food delivery system, a food delivery app, for his festival at Dodgers Stadium this weekend. It's called Camp Flogna Carnival. And the food delivery app will be on hand to get your tachos or your vegan fare or what have you. All you have to do is pre-order and then pick up at your convenience without having to wait in any line at the festival. You know those can get kind of backed up. And then all of a sudden, you're back to Post Malone, you're back to SZA in record time.
This makes so much sense because lines at, you know, at food venues are annoying anytime. And of course, it's understandable. Everybody wants pizza at about the same time. And, you know, when you are at a festival, as you know, Jade, it's like you're taking time away from the music when you have to be standing there waiting in line for the food. And if this can help eliminate that, it's huge.
So they've done this one time before, Postmates did this with Panorama Fest in New York last July, and people seem to really like it. Postmates creates this customized geo-parameter that will go around Dodger Stadium, and then you can see only the vendors that are at that specific festival and their special festival menu. You order, and then you go pick it up. Boom.
But to clarify, you do still have to go pick it up. It's not like the kind of Postmates where they're going to find you in the crowd and
I
be like,
wish.
excuse me, I've got Jade's latte, pardon me, excuse me.
Then you would need like an extra special sort of festy stick.
Like the kind of sticks that you hold up above your head to like help your friends find you.
Oh, yeah. You need a very special festy stick for that.
There's an auction coming up on December 5th where an anonymous seller is selling a Bach score, Johann Sebastian Bach, used for historic recording by pianist Glenn Gould.
Please explain to me why this is important.
So, we're talking about classical music, and we don't usually talk about
classical music on this podcast.
But this guy, so the artist Glenn Gould is a really fascinating artist who's had a lot of crossover among people who aren't necessarily huge classical music fans. So he was a Canadian pianist who was just famously idiosyncratic. He had all sorts of little things he needed, and ultimately he even stopped performing live. He said, the ideal artist-to-listener ratio is 1-0. So his venue of choice was the recording studio, and he kind of became a rock star among classical musicians because of his approach to music, which was really personal. He put his own spin on music. He wouldn't improvise the way a jazz artist would like improvise a solo, but his approach to playing classical music was very not by the book. He would play it the way he felt. He'd take the tempos he thought were working for him. And so he would create these recordings that you would definitely never use to teach here's how you play Bach, but would sound really exciting to listen to.
So it's like classical music for rock fans.
Exactly, exactly. And so the first time he recorded Bach's Goldberg Variations was in 1955, and that recording kind of became iconic in the 50s and was the kind of record you would see if you went over to someone's house who maybe didn't listen to a lot of classical music, but they knew this is the cool one. And so then the second part of this story that makes it even more interesting is Glenn Gould becomes a star with this 1955 recording, stops playing live, and continues recording all sorts of different classical music, composed some music, but then shortly before his death in 1982, he actually re-recorded the Goldberg Variations. And when that recording came out just shortly prior to his death, people were overwhelmed again. It's now kind of fascinating for people to compare and contrast those two recordings. So what's going up on auction on December 5th is the sheet music that Gould used for that 1981 recording. And it's full of all his annotations, all the notes that he made. You know, scholars are saying this is kind of like the shooting script for a movie. So you can really see what his thought process was when he was making the decisions around this recording.
Yeah, I imagine that if you do play music or at least you read sheet music, it has to be one of those more unique things. Sounds fascinating.
And one of the cool things about this story is that, so the sheet music is going up for sale, the original sheet music, and that'll go for, they're guessing, $100,000 to $150,000. But they're going to have a really high quality scan of the whole thing that'll be made available to scholars so everybody can enjoy it. Our producer, Cecilia, noted that this is actually the intro music that you would have heard if you went to see Francis and the Lights this summer. Here is Glenn Gould playing Variation 6 from the Goldberg Variations. For our viral video pick today, one close to our heart here in Minnesota, Prince's Estate has announced plans to release new music videos on a weekly basis.
Yeah, and these are not the videos that you might remember. This is not When Doves Cry. No, these are the ones that maybe you never got a chance to see.
These are such rare videos. So these are videos that are dating from the mid-90s to 2010. The estate apparently is going to put out a new batch of them every week. And just for an idea of how deep on Prince you would have to have gone to have seen some of these videos before, they've released three videos today to kind of launch this archival series. And one of them, the video for Endorphin Machine, was only available previously if in 1994 you bought Prince's CD-ROM.
That sounds exactly like Prince. I mean, he's the king of doing things like that, like making an album that you can only get if you live in the UK and you purchase a newspaper.
Yeah, totally. Another one, Dolphin, was the first video to air when VH1 Europe launched, also in 94. And then a third, we'll play a clip from this one. It was a 1997 response by Prince to the Lenny Kravitz song, Rock and Roll is Dead. Well, Prince pointed out, wearing this in the video, this puffy purple coat. He's got dummies of Bill Clinton, then president, and his wife Hillary Clinton in there. Elvis Presley shows up, or at least an Elvis impersonator. Anyway, Prince wants you to know that rock and roll is alive, and he's going to tell you where it lives. Rock and roll is alive. It lives in Minneapolis. You can see that rockin' video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Cecilia Johnson, and we are platform agnostic here at The Current Music News. Any platform that you groove to when you go looking for your podcasts, you'll find us there. We'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.